When it comes to how we communicate with our loved ones, what we don't say can actually speak volumes, whether we mean it or not. Here's Heather Walsh.
Well, the researchers tell us that the vast majority of what we say is actually non-verbal. And what is it they say? Your actions speak so loud the world can't hear what you're saying. So really what we're doing and how we're portraying ourselves, it nearly says more than the words that come out of our mouth, from the tilt of your head or narrowing of your eyes or slamming a door. We communicate volumes by the words we don't use. And really, we have to look very closely at our non-verbal behaviour.
That's the beauty of radio. She can't see me squinting my eyes right now. Seriously, you're very welcome to today's edition of Family.ie. I'm Ronan Johnston, and this is episode 3 of our 4-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. So far in the series, Stephen Cardy, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan have been exploring what's been called the two sides of love. In the first programme, the team defined both the tough side and the tender side. The last time they explored what doctors John Trent and Gary Smalley say are the 4 main personality types and how people who are like lions and beavers gravitate toward the tough side of love, while people who have personalities like otters and golden retrievers naturally lean towards the tender side of love. As we've mentioned, each personality has its own strengths. They also have potential weaknesses, and the most effective relationships are those that have a balance of the two sides of love. To begin today's conversation, here's Stephen, Heather and Ger.
Today we're looking at the strengths of our personalities. What are we going to learn today, Stephen?
We're going to look at the two characters that we described out of the 4 last week, being the lion and the beaver, both of whom have a strong task orientation and can be quite hard. And if they're on the hard side, moving out towards the extreme, or unable to connect properly with the soft side of the people who fit in on that side of the spectrum, then what do they need to do to be more flexible, come more into balance, and to adjust their natural orientation towards the hard side so as to meet the needs of people who are more softer-sided and maybe need those relationships? Because being too far to one extreme or another is unhelpful, particularly when you're dealing with people that are different from you. And in our families, we're bound to have, if we're married, we may well be married to somebody who's quite different from us. And if we have children, it's very likely that we have children who have a different orientation to us. So that expecting people to be like me doesn't work. And if we understand that we need to adjust and soften our approach if we're hard-sided in order to meet the needs of those other people, then we'll have much better quality relationships with those people.
So this is really about being able to display love to those we love and to receive love from those we love.
That's right. It's never too late to learn the secret of being soft. And I think that's what we want to talk about today. You don't have to be born with a soft spirit. To add a healthy softness to our lives, we're going to look at a number of things that will help us to do that.
Are we saying then that those of us who are more inclined towards the hard side are deficient or weak and have, let's say, emotional freeze points in our personalities or characters?
It's probably more likely, Ger, that people who have emotional freeze points are people who, to use this phrase, are frozen in time, if you like, in their emotions, and therefore not able to express emotions, and therefore they're showing or displaying some of the characteristics that we've described in beavers and lions, who tend to be emotionally more distant. They may well be frozen in time because of something in their life history or in their journey, as well as perhaps something that's in their personality. So something that can create emotional freeze point might be an abusive parent, a major event, a shock that causes us to freeze, you know, and get, in a sense, get frozen in time. And the result of that is that we want to put emotional distance between ourselves and others. And the consequence of that is that we don't get close to the people that are close to us. If that's the case, that people are stuck in a time warp or with a freeze point, you know, something that has got them locked up inside themselves, they may need to look at that and say, well, was my distance and my lack of relationship with people close to me a reflection of the fact that my parents weren't close to me, or that I've been through a divorce before, or that I was bullied at school, or whatever it may be that caused this to happen, which has caused me to withdraw? So I may be displaying some of the characteristics we described as either lions or beavers because we're trying to protect ourselves from hurt. And if that is the case, if it's very severe, we may need professional help and counselling and so on. But it may be just a question that we might need to say to ourselves, look, I did suffer a shock. I've had this sort of thing has happened, and I need to start thinking about that.
We ought to be aware then that if we have an inclination towards the hard side of love, we may have to do a small little bit of digging, we will say, to find out if there's anything in our background that might be blocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could ask yourself some questions like these, Ger. Did you see a balance on the soft side and hard side of love in your home? And if not, towards what extreme was it shifted? Because if it was all hard side oriented, you probably learnt to behave like that, and therefore you're now behaving like that because you picked it up at home. Or you could ask yourself, are you aware of a specific situation or season in your parents' past that may have blocked them from giving you both sides of love? So you've not experienced soft love, and therefore you're only accustomed to dishing out or delivering hard love, as it's described, you know, of discipline and protection and order and routine and so on, but you're not affectionate and compassionate and so on because you never received that. Or do you see yourself giving the same sides of love to your children that you received from your parents, and does that concern you? Or is it something that you're pleased about? The first thing you might ask yourself if you want to become less hard is, have I been modelled with this hard side by others, and am I repeating that and so on, or do I want to change it?
So we're not actually tied into a particular type. If we do find ourselves inclined towards a particular type, it's not that this becomes an authoritative thing in our lives. We can actually move towards a degree of balance towards the soft side if we wish.
Definitely. I mean, one of the big advantages of a set of programs like this, Ger, is we can learn that people who are different from us have other strengths that are actually valuable, and we can understand what those strengths are and why they're valuable. And, you know, when you think about them, you begin to say, well, actually, I admire Johnny or Mary for being like that, and they're not like me. And instead of being critical of them or harsh towards them or whatever, you value them and you start thinking, and you can change your orientation and mindset. This is not, you're not condemned to be on the hard side of your life. You can move towards balance. And that's what the intent of today's conversation is, to help people look at, am I too hard-sided? And if so, how can I move towards a more balanced approach?
And yes, maybe your loved ones who lean toward the tender side of love need to toughen up a bit. No worries, we'll get to them in the next programme. For now, though, we're narrowing in on those of us in the tough love camp. This is family.ie and episode 3 of our series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. We need to take a quick break now. When we continue, the team will look at a few very practical ways we can find that balance. So don't go away. And if you'd like to weigh in on the discussion at some point, our text comment line is 086-251-6886. Or email us anytime, info@family.ie. That's 086-251-6886 or info@family.ie.
Okay, I've really got to make a statement here. I'm going to have to bring out my lion personality and lead with authority. But wait, I don't want to steamroll anyone. If only we could all be friends and just have some fun, like the otter in me. But with that kind of laissez-faire approach, I'd never get anything done. I've got to be the beaver, industrious, hardworking, stick to the details, you know? But let's not forget the sensitive heart, to care for those in need, to be loyal and true like a golden retriever. Get all these animals together, and what am I? What am I? I'm an aquatic canine with a big fluffy mane who likes to chew wood. No, that's not right. How about a playful yet dedicated...
Welcome once again to family.ie. If you just tuned in, we've just begun the third episode in our four-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships, based largely on the book by John Trent and Gary Smalley called The Two Sides of Love. You can find more information about the book and other resources to help your family thrive on our website, family.ie. That's www.family.ie. Here's Ger.
So depending on our inclination then, we may experience a certain degree of difficulty in relating to the soft side or the hard side. And because of that, we may be immunizing ourselves to great benefits that people on the other side, we will say, may have for us if we can sensitize ourselves to them.
Well, certain personality bents can set up barriers to soft side love. And we've talked about the lions and beavers who share some characteristics. They both like to accomplish things. They like it done right. And in both cases, they're more comfortable with distance than with closeness. You know, lions lead towards distance in relationship. mostly because they fear being controlled. They like to be in charge. And the beavers can do this too. They can communicate quite a high level of emotional distance, which can suggest or convey a lack of emotional attachment and warmth. So we need to just be aware of that. If that's our natural tendency, those are kind of the vibes we might be giving people, even more than lions. In fact, beavers are more comfortable with distance in a relationship. And in an extreme case, a beaver would enjoy distance between themselves and their spouse. And you might say, well, how could that be? But the beaver's quite happy with that. He likes the person around, but not too close. In other words, like, give me my space kind of thing. And you can feel very threatened by that if you're married to a beaver and you don't understand that. You might begin personally to feel rejected or, you know, isolated. So it's important that you understand your partner or who you're spending a lot of your time with. And out of balance beavers, even unintentionally, they can communicate an aloofness or a lack of need for other people and something that pushes people away. So if that's your natural bent, we have to look at that for ourselves and say, I need to maybe do something about that because my poor wife or husband thinks I'm ignoring her or abandoning her. In fact, you're quite comfortable and delighted with your relationship, but it can cause problems. And the interesting thing is that these hard-sided lions and beavers tend to actually gravitate towards the soft-sided otters and golden retrievers. And you know, the otters and golden retrievers have as strong a natural desire to move closer to people as the lions and beavers have to distance themselves. So if we look and acknowledge that, we stand a chance of actually doing something about it and not isolating ourselves or bringing unnecessary difficulties into a relationship. If we don't allow people to come close to us physically and emotionally, we'll fail at communicating soft side love. They'll fail as well. Nobody, there'll be no soft side in the love. People need enough independence to be able to stand on their own 2 feet, but we need also enough physical and emotional closeness to communicate warmth and love. And I think that's the real issue, to be able to provide people with their own space and their own independence, while at the same time communicating strength in your warmth and closeness. And that's quite a balancing act. That's quite challenging.
So is it a matter then of combining both? Will that work? Or is it a matter of opening up to?
And Dr. Gary Smalley gives the example of his son was being coached by a man who was very hard-sided lion, and he was always very tough in giving the feedback. Some of the best players he had in his team were golden retrievers, great team players, made a huge difference to the team. But with this very strong lion, they were put off, they were offended, they left the team. And he came alongside him and said, look, have you ever considered the impact that your lion behaviour, he didn't use that phrase at the time, has on these golden retrievers, as we'll describe them in this conversation? And he hadn't thought about it. And he said, look, I'm really struggling because we're about to start a new season, I need some help. And he explained this to him, and the upshot of it was that he softened his approach. And so even though the coach and the team did very well afterwards and won a state championship, and what the hard-sided, driven strengths that he brought to the team, when they were softened by putting his arm around the player's shoulder and saying, well, look, you messed up in this, that and the other, but you're still a major contributor to the team, and I appreciate the effort that you're making. Then the combination of that second piece, which was a soft-sided piece, added to the hard side, which was factual and task-oriented, produced a great outcome. And those guys rejoined the team and played their part. And that's what we're trying to say, Ger, is that you may be task-oriented, you may be hard-sided. That may be your real strengths, but soften it with an expression of tenderness. And he said, you know, close it off with 30 seconds of tenderness and you get a world of a difference.
It's possible then to make hard decisions and to relate from that stance, let's say the hard side of love, in a gentle way that connects with the people who tend towards the soft side of love.
Yeah.
And our strengths become helpful and useful to them. They're able to receive it. I know that if I were a strong, let's say a beaver, I might want to demand that these people I might consider weak, but actually not weak, just different, with different types of strengths that I don't readily connect with. Mm. If I make a demand that they come to me, then I don't think anything will happen.
Yeah.
And I'm taking that from what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the important thing is the hard love person must learn to be sensitive to and to become aware of, and really also to receive soft love. Because that person, that coach you were talking about, I'm sure he appreciated afterwards, once he learned and discovered this, that his team, who were inclined towards a soft love, were able to respond to him in a new way. And that actually made a wonderful connection.
Yes, and what that coach did was he met the needs of the boys who were on the soft side in terms of their orientation, and their desire was for relationships. And what he was saying to the boys was that he valued them and their need for feelings, if you understand what I mean. That was never said, but it was understood in the way in which he engaged with them. So he met their needs rather than his needs. And in meeting their needs, he released them to become all that they could be.
Yeah, I suppose some coaches might be afraid that if they softened up, they might lose the respect of their team. But then again, if they don't soften their approach, they might very well lose their team altogether. We need to take another quick time out now, and we'll conclude today's programme in just a moment. You're listening to family.ie. This is family.ie and episode 3 of TNT for Dynamite Relationships. As we've discussed so far, the TNT stands for love that is tough and tender. And if you have a personality that's like a lion or like a beaver, you most likely express tough love in your relationships. There's certainly nothing wrong with that, but taken to an extreme, it can really come across as not loving at all. Back to the conversation now with Stephen, Heather and Ger.
This is an amazing subject to be actually dealing with. Mm-hmm. And I think we're beginning to get to see some idea behind the importance of treating this, because in the absence of this awareness, huge barriers can exist, where a little awareness, a little insight actually opens up our world that's around us to yes. us and makes it much richer and actually brings it alive.
Yes.
Also, I've taken from what you said, Heather, that nonverbal communication, the tendency for people who are inclined towards the hard side to assume that because they're comfortable with low degrees of verbal communication and relational speech type and physical communication, that this is adequate for the person who is inclined towards the soft side.
Well, the researchers tell us that the vast majority of what we say is actually non-verbal. And what is it they say? Your actions speak so loud the world can't hear what you're saying. So really what we're doing and how we're portraying ourselves, it nearly says more than the words that come out of our mouth, from the tilt of your head or narrowing of your eyes or slamming a door. We communicate volumes by the words we don't use. And really, we have to look very closely at our nonverbal behaviour. Every time we look at a person, talk to a person, stand beside a person, we're giving out nonverbal cues about what we're thinking. And they might pick them up right or wrong, but they're picking them up anyway. So, you know, if you're having a serious discussion with, particularly maybe with your spouse or your child or someone you love, and you're just bent on having this very serious discussion, you might be quite comfortable with it. But if your nonverbal signals are not communicating love, it might be very difficult for the person you're talking to. So Gary Smalley and Dr. Trent suggest you take a break for a moment just to smile or to take somebody's hand or to put an arm around the person you're talking to. And that would indicate that even though you have to have this serious discussion, you really love that person. And I thought that was a really lovely idea, that because we can get stuck in the heat of the moment and then all this love goes out the window and you're just kind of driving your point home or whatever it is. If we can just stop, you know, think about the tone of our voice, what are we offering, what are we showing? Are we sitting with our arms folded, stuck firmly in our seat? Or can we actually reach out to somebody and say, you know, with a shake of the hand or an arm around, you know, in spite of this hard, tough thing we have to discuss, I really love you. You really matter in my life. I think that would make an enormous difference. So there's that nonverbal softness that we have to remember as well. It might be a little bit outside your comfort zone, but isn't that what change and growth is all about? Mm. Being willing to just step outside your comfort zone for a moment.
The difficult thing might be we might instinctively assume what we have to do as being a weakness because it increases our vulnerability.
Well, there is a vulnerability in softness. There always is. And yes, we have to make ourselves a little vulnerable for the benefit of the other person. But remember, we started off by talking about understanding this so for the good of the other person as well as for ourselves.
Are there any other final points that we should know about the hard side of love?
A few things that people can do in what Heather's just described is people who are hard-sided, so their orientation is more towards tasks. dealing with people who are more soft-sided, whose orientation is towards relationships, one of the things they can think about doing is think about other people and meeting their needs rather than me driving a task-oriented agenda. The second thing Dr. Chuck Swindoll was asked by Dr. Trent when he was interviewing him, how he was so good at relating to his people. As he thought for a moment, he said, pain. What he was saying was that pain has taught me to consider the needs of other people and to consider people's needs. And he said, pain either makes us bitter or makes us better. And if people are going through struggles, then we are forced, if you like, but by dint of those circumstances and struggles, to consider other people in other situations which we wouldn't otherwise. And the final thing I'd like to say, just apart from being just soft towards the people that you love, is keep your heart spiritually soft. Keep your heart tender towards God, because he's the one who can help us modify our orientation, which goes to extreme, which he's not. He has the strengths of the hard side, but he also has the strengths on the soft side. And because he's somebody that we can trust and we can go to with the way we are, we can ask him to help us by prayer and asking, coming before him when we see, look, I'm really too hard on these issues. I'm too hard in my engagement with my family, my wife, my children. He can help us to make that adjustment because he understands both sides, and he's able to bring about, as we pray, changes in our lives that wouldn't otherwise happen.
I think that's very important, because ultimately the vulnerability is not that we open ourselves up to be hurt or abused as such, it's that we open ourselves up to others to love them and to receive their love. That's really what vulnerability is about. I know from my own life that I am okay with doing that, so long as I know I have God's love with me and I have him to fall back on when things go wrong. And that's the key to loving others, I think. I think in our next programme, we will be looking at those of us who have a tendency towards the soft side of love and how we can harden up our tendency.
That's true, Ger. There are great strengths, as we said, on the soft side of love as there are on the harder side. And it's to help people to understand how they can make adjustments and move to more towards balance. Both sides are needed and can bring great strength and create a family environment where there's harmony, where both the soft and relational side of the relationships is valued, and where the strengths and discipline and order and factual and side of the relationships is also valued and or in place to bring value to the whole family set of relationships.
Yes, it is amazing that sometimes all it takes is a small bit of understanding and a little bit of adjustment to make some pretty major progress. You've been listening to family.ie. We hope you found today's discussion helpful as we've begun to think about how to begin making a few of those relationship tweaks for those of us on the tough side of love. Don't forget, there are loads of articles, resources and tools to help your marriage, relationships and family thrive at www.family.ie. While you're there, you can find more information about this programme series, TNT for Dynamite Relationships. This has been episode 3 of our 4-part series, based largely on the book by John Trent and Gary Smalley called The Two Sides of Love. The book is available in our store, and you can download the free audio copies of this and many other of our radio programmes at family.ie. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. Again, find out more at family.ie. So on behalf of Stephen Carty, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan, I'm Ronan Johnston. We invite you to meet us again right here next time. Until then, slán go fóill. Thank you for listening to family.ie. Families strengthening families.